Now, Mrs., would you like to tell me how you call hogs to feed them?
Suet, suet, suet.
Oh, now do you have another favorite call for pigs? Alright, that's your main one.
Yeah.
Alright, what about call to sheep? Now, Mrs., would you tell me how you call hogs to feed them?
Suet, 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 suet.
Oh, now what about your call to sheep?
Well, I'd say coo sheep.
to get them in from the pasture. All right, now do you have a favorite call for chickens when you want to feed them?
Chick, 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 chick.
Have you ever harnessed a horse to get him ready to go somewhere? If you wanted to get him ready to go, what would you do? You'd want to do what? What would you do to the horse to get him ready to go?
Harness him and put him up in the shafts if you're going to ride in a buggy like we used to do.
All right. Now, still talking about horses, when you are driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The reins of the lines.
Suppose you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
With those reins.
What do you put your feet in to when you're riding horseback?
Oh, the stirrups.
If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called, what would you call the horse on the left? Or when you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
You call him the lead horse.
All right. If something is not right near at hand, you say it is just a little
over or off.
If something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little
ways over.
All right. If you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had to go how far before dawn?
A ways, a long way.
All right. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about. If I ask you if you knew where something is and you knew where it was, and you'd say, I could just about find that.
Anyway.
All right. If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, which way would one be fine?
That would be backward.
If he fell this way,
it would be forward.
If you had been fishing and someone wanted to know if you caught any fish, you would say no. If you didn't catch any, you would say what? No.
They were not biting today.
Or maybe something else. Could you think of something else that you might say?
Not in a one, in a catch.
All right. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? What could he say in there between I and wrong?
I did no wrong.
All right. Someone apologizing for breaking your rake and you say, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
A crying child might say he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Now, speaking of a crying child, was there any time that you had to tend to a crying child other than in the daytime?
Oh, yes. I had, my son was, cried a lot, but it was not his fault because he just, we didn't have the proper nourishment for him. And, at night was the time when he did the most crying, and that was the time, of course, when I wanted to sleep. But